Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to 2016. Now, this is a tale of two seasons. You know that. The first half, the Giants go 57-33. The second half, 30-42, and they end up tying the Mets for the wild card. And we know what happened after that. Of course, Madison Bumgarner pitches a great game, and the Giants beat the Mets in the wild card. Both teams ended up 87-75. But on this one, we're going to go back to May 25th. And there is a streak from May 11th to May 25th, 14 games, and the Giants win 13 of those 14 in this wild first half that they had. They go from 17-18 to 30-19. This is a home game against San Diego. It's a Wednesday. It's May 25th, and they are going for their 13th win in that 14-game stretch. It is, as I say, a day game, 41,363. It is game three of the series. The first, the Giants win 1-0 behind Cueto. What a season he had. He goes to 7-1. Second one, they win 8-2 over Samardzija, and he goes to 7-2. All right, so Giants-Padres, another big game for the Giants as they try to take control of this National League West. What a difference the second half was, my goodness. All right, here are the lineups. Jay, Solarte, Kemp, Upton, Wallace, remember him from Santa Rosa, Norris, Ramirez, Amarista, and Shields is the pitcher. For the Giants in 2016, these are good ball players. Blanco, Panic, Duffy, Belt, Crawford, Parker, Tomlinson, Trevor Brown is in there. And though with five homers and 19 RBIs that year. And Jake Peavy is on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. Jake Peavy in 2010 made 21 starts for the Giants. He ended up going 5-9. All right, so here's how this one gets going. San Diego first inning. Kelby Tomlinson throws out Solarte at home.
On the ground into left field, a base hit. Tomlinson's got it. Here's his throw. It's in the air. And they got him. Where did that come from?
Wow. Well, Tomlinson drafted as a shortstop. Always had a good arm here. He doesn't have to worry about a cutoff man. Strike to Brown. And grabs a pine meat.
That wasn't close.
And the Giants get out of that first inning nicely. We go to the second. Belt takes a call, third strike. Crawford a base hit. Parker grounds out. And Tomlinson a base hit. Puts the Giants up 1-0.
Here's Tomlinson. Tomlinson flips one. Into right field, a base hit. And the Giants are on the board. It's 1-0.
So Kelby Tomlinson takes one off the board for the Padres in the first inning. And here he puts one on the board for the Giants. Nice little two-out knock. Breaking ball. A little cutter just on the outside corner. He has a great approach to right field. Not a whole lot of swing. And just enough oomph to get it past Amarista. Giants take a lead.
Specs, Kelby Tomlinson. Boy, he had some good moments for the Giants. We go to the Giants' sixth. Blanco a triple. Panic grounds out. Duffy a base hit. Makes it 2-0. Belt a call, third strike. And Duffy steals second and third. How about that? And then Jared Parker strikes out to end the inning. We go to the San Diego 7th, and San Diego 7th, Wallace ends up, they score a run, they get a double. Ramirez, a base hit, makes it 2-1, and Josh Osich is now in the game for the Giants. So for Peavy, he leads 2-1, 6 2/3, 6 hits, a run, no homers, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Shield is gone after 6 as well. 6 innings, 5 hits for him. This is a good game. 2 runs. No homers, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. So it's 2-1. All right, so now we go to the Giants' 7th inning, and Trevor Brown a base hit. Denard Span comes through with a double to make it 3-1.
Driven out into center field, and nobody's there. Bounces and flattens up against the wall, and here comes Brown. Brown's going to score. Span's got a double, and the Giants, just like that, get that run back.
Well, and the shift bites the Padres again. They had John Jay really camped out in left center, anticipating the ball off, but Denard Span's bat was going to go that way. And he hits it away from the defense. And I mean, that's the difference of being able to make the play and a double that knocks in a run.
In the San Diego eighth, and this is the one that gets me, Osich is in there. It's Osich, Strickland, Casilla, Lopez, Contos eventually ends up the pitcher of record here. He gives up a walk and a home run to Solarte. Well, we know Solarte can hit, and that makes it 3-3. So we go to the Giants' 10th. Panic flies to left. Duffy a base hit. Brad Hand is in there. He wild pitches in the second. And Brandon Crawford comes through with the base hit.
Here's the 1-2. It is driven to center field. Jay sprinting back, and he's not going to get it. It's off the wall on the fly. Duffy comes in to score. Brandon Crawford and the Giants walk off with another win against the Padres. Crawford just tattooed it, and he wins it here in the 10th. Scoring Duffy easily from second. The final score, the Giants beat the Padres 4-3.
The Giants in this 14-game stretch go 13-1 and really take charge of the West. At the end of the day, the Giants are 30-19. The Dodgers are 25-23. And the Giants have a nice lead over the Dodgers. The second half, another story. In that season, Belt, 17 homers, 82 RBIs. Crawford, 12 homers, 84 RBIs. Hit .275, on base .342, slug .430. Good year for Crawford. Duffy before the trade. I know, Matt Moore. .253, .313, .358, slugging. Blanco, 10 years in the major leagues, .255, .338 on base. Very good. And .348 slugging for him. So this is one that the Giants end up sweeping the Padres. We know in 2016 they end up tying the Mets, and they do get to the next round against the Cubs. And who wants to bring up that ninth inning? But this one, the Giants went from 17-18 to 30-19. They won 13 out of 14. And this is one they almost let get away but came back to win it in the 10th over the Padres, 4-3, 41,363 at the ballpark by McCovey Cove. Wow, this was a game. This was a game, and this was one heck of a first half of the season. So Giants win it 4-3 over the Padres. This is another great game in Giants franchise history.